The future of Iraq is a government without Saddam Hussein at the head. That's the result of the Bush administration's promise of regime change for that country. What is not known is the shape of a future government for Iraq, a country of 24 million. Priscilla Huff reports on the plans for nation building, starting with the promises of President Bush.
We'll help that nation to build a just government after decades of brutal dictatorship. The form and leadership of that government is for the Iraqi people to choose. Anything they choose will be better than the misery and torture and murder they have known under Saddam Hussein.
President Bush is convinced just about any Iraqi government will be better than the regime of Saddam Hussein. And hawks have been pushing for a new Iraq, like Richard Pearl of the Defense Policy Board.
I trust and hope and believe that we will leave behind a decent, humane administration for that country, replacing what has been a reign of terror now for a quarter of a century.
Since last August, the diverse membership of the Iraqi opposition has been meeting with officials at the State Department. At the time, they were confident. Dr. Hamid al-Bayati of the Iraqi opposition told reporters they were all on the same page.
That the U.S. recognized that the Iraqi people and the forces of the opposition are united in their efforts to replace the dictatorship in our country.
However, the opposition is fractured into distinct interest groups. The last remaining members of the former Iraqi royal family, Kurds, Turkmen, more secular Sunni Muslims, and more conservative Shia Muslims with strong ties to Iran. Despite the differences, Iraqi expatriates continue to insist the preferred form of government is a federal-style democracy. Rend Rahim Frank leads the Iraq Foundation.
They want to participate in the modern world as it is globally identified and defined. There is this thirst to move forward, to have elections. Every Iraqi I talk to who comes out of Iraq talks about elections.
U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell has said the Bush administration wants to move as quickly as possible on the transformation of the Iraqi government. But James Dobbins, a former diplomat now with the Rand Corporation, says moving too fast could lead to the failure of an Iraqi democracy.
It can be done. It's not something that's alien. It's not Western and therefore something that can't be exported. But it does take a time and effort, and so the question is, are we going to devote the time and effort, or are we going to feel the need to move on to the next crisis and accept something short of that?
James Schlesinger served as defense secretary for Presidents Nixon and Ford.
There are those who think of this as an instantaneous transformation into Jeffersonian democracy. That will not be the case. It will take some years and slow development, starting at the local level, working up towards the national level.
During that transition, the new Iraqi leadership will have to keep the interest and attention of the U.S. government. That could be their biggest challenge. Before he became president, George Bush said he wasn't interested in nation building. For Common Ground, I'm Priscilla Huff.